This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
In 2017, a new president took office while powerful men fell as women came forward to say Me Too. Those stories and more dominating the headlines in 2017. The year started with a big change in Washington, the inauguration of President Donald Trump.
The people became the rulers of this nation again.
The next day, millions protested the new president at the women's marches across the country. The biggest single day of demonstrations in American history. The president also confronting North Korea after the test firing of its first intercontinental ballistic missile. The North also testing its most powerful nuclear weapon yet, a hydrogen bomb. And launching a missile that scientists say can hit any point in the United States. In May, President Trump fired the FBI director, James Comey. That led to the appointment of a special counsel, Robert Mueller, to run the investigation into Russia's election meddling and possible collusion with members of Team Trump. The investigation led to the indictment of the former Trump campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, and the former campaign aide, Rick Gates. Also, the former National Security Advisor, General Michael Flynn, pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about his contacts with the Russian ambassador. He's now cooperating with the special counsel. Charlottesville, Virginia became the scene of deadly demonstrations. A man plowed his car into a crowd of people demonstrating against a white nationalist rally and killed a woman. Americans continue to recover from three devastating hurricanes, which hit during the end of the summer. First, Harvey slammed into the U.S. as a Category 4 storm, causing catastrophic damage to Houston and the Texas coast.
We are just beginning the process of responding to the storm.
Next, Irma, one of the strongest Atlantic hurricanes on record. It slammed Florida and the Caribbean with devastating rain. And finally, Hurricane Maria, carving a path of destruction through Puerto Rico, killing dozens of people and wiping out power to the entire island.
Go, come on out.
On October the 1st, O.J. Simpson walked free after spending 9 years behind bars following a botched robbery in Las Vegas. And just hours later in Las Vegas, the deadliest mass shooting in American history. 58 people killed and more than 500 wounded when a gunman fired into a crowded country music festival on the Las Vegas Strip. Still no word on his motive. Just a month later, another deadly mass shooting. 25 people died, including a pregnant woman, during a Sunday church service in Sutherland Springs, Texas. It's the deadliest shooting at a place of worship in American history.
No attack, no act of violence will ever break our spirit or diminish the faith of the American people.
In October, the legendary Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein lost his job and so much more after dozens of women accused him of harassment, assault, and even rape. Democratic lawmakers John Conyers and Al Franken announced their resignations. Then there's Roy Moore and the Alabama Senate race. Women accused him of harassing and assaulting them years ago when they were teenagers. Moore lost the special election to the Democratic opponent, Doug Jones. Finally, the House and Senate passed separate tax bills calling for the largest overhaul of the American tax code in more than three decades. Looking ahead to 2018, the midterm elections coming up, the whole country waiting to see if voters will reject or reward President Trump. We're also keeping a close eye on tensions with North Korea and the latest sexual misconduct accusations. Of course, we'll be here for all of it. In New York, I'm Shepard Smith, Fox News.
We'll be right back.
message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. Get involved in the conversation. Let us know your thoughts. We love to hear from you. Love the emails. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. As I mentioned, we got Ed Henry with us. We're going to talk Jackie Robinson. And I know when I first heard about the book, I go, how many, you know, what else is missing about Jackie Robinson that hasn't been said? And of course, you know, here we are, we're coming into the 70th anniversary of Jackie Robinson breaking Major League Baseball's color barrier on April the 15th. And Ed Henry, who we know and we love, has served as Fox News Channel's chief national correspondent, joined the network back in June of 2011, he's covered all major news stories involving President Obama and his administration. He's won numerous journalism honors, including the Everett McKinley Dirksen Award for Distinguished Reporting of Congress and the White House Correspondent Association's Merriman Smith Award for Excellence. Ed Henry, good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to talking about 42 Faith. It's a great book, and I think you're going to love it.
Well, briefly, just as a sidebar here, a couple of things. You know, as a journalist and what journalism has been undergoing, it is really begging for a rebirthing and kind of a resettling of itself with the era of fake news and all that's going on. And as you, as a journalist, an award-winning journalist, I got to believe, if I was in your position, I would be grieved over the profile of journalism today.
Yeah, to some extent. I mean, you're certainly right about this problem of fake news, but also just bias in the news. And it gets frustrating when opinion goes before the actual facts. Mm-hmm. And frankly, I think the best antidote to all of this is to go back to basics. I mean, I think you find that in every facet of your life. And when there's trouble, when there's strife, when you make a mistake, you want to admit that you're imperfect, and journalism is certainly imperfect, and try to make it better. Mm-hmm. And I think you do that by going back to basics, which is, you know, the five W's, who, what, when, where, and all that, and stick to facts, not your opinion, not your bias, not spinning it this way or that way, or, as you suggest, in some cases, just making things up. I mean, if you look at some of the coverage in the first 100 days of the Trump administration, I mean, some of it's just been downright hysterical.
Yes.
And I don't think the president has done everything right. He's certainly made mistakes, as has his team. We saw that yesterday at the White House podium with the comments about the Holocaust. Nobody's perfect. I think the comments in particular were shocking. But in the case of Sean Spicer, he apologized. He you know, quickly owned it and admitted it was a horrible error in judgment, and is trying to move on. And I think we've seen the coverage, though, even before that, it's just been this hysterical crisis and falling apart, and it doesn't really meet the facts of what's actually happening. And so I think the real antidote is just going back to the basics and sticking to the facts and doing real honest journalism. That's what I tried to do in this book, which is I got some new information about how Branch Rickey, the general manager of the Dodgers, there's a little historical twist. He had some second thoughts before signing Jackie to that first contract. And I think, you know, when you actually dig out the facts, focus on that, and dig in, that's the way to do it.
Well, and I really appreciate that, Ed, what you did, because you had to, you know, and I know this was something that had been, you know, processing in your mind for a number of years. It wasn't something you just sat down and wrote 2 weeks ago. And as you started doing this discovery, doing what good journalists do and digging deeper, you realize, hey, there's a story here. There's things that have been missed along the way about Jackie Robinson, that though he wasn't an overt man of faith, it was faith that really carried him through the pressures and the challenges that he experienced. And there were people behind him, people of faith like Branch Rickey that you mentioned.
Yeah, exactly. And I found that that was their bond, basically. The book focuses on how you've seen the Hollywood version of the movie 42, which I think is quite good. Mm-hmm. Faith is mentioned, but I think it's a brief mention, and they don't dive deep in it. And I'll let Hollywood speak for itself as to whether they want to get into faith in these movies or not. But for me, I wasn't going to focus on the negative. I wanted to focus on the positive. I think, by the way, that's another part of journalism. Of course, we've got to chase people down with facts, and they're not always going to be positive. But sometimes it's just so unrelentingly negative about everything, whether it be sports, politics. In this case, I wanted to show that there's another dimension to the story, that Branch Rickey and Jackie Robinson couldn't be more different. White man, black man, different generations, came from different regions of the country, and yet what bound them together, I think, was a love of this game of baseball, but also, more importantly, a strong faith in God that both men shared. And so the story I told you about a moment ago, the twist I found, and that is the center of this book, is that Branch Rickey had second thoughts before signing Jackie, and had a secret meeting in 1945 with a minister in Brooklyn. And when you read the details of it, I think it'll be eye-opening about how Branch Rickey really thought there was some divine intervention here in this push to integrate baseball. And then quickly on the Robinson side, the more I dug in and, again, stuck with the facts of his life, I saw someone who was raised by a single mom in Pasadena, California. Jackie joins a gang, gets a criminal record, is going the wrong way, but is put back on the right path and on the road, if you will, to Brooklyn for his date with Destiny with Branch Rickey, by a Christian minister by the name of Reverend Carl Downs, who said, "Oh, we saw this athletic talent. Put him back on the right path." He winds up being the first four-letter man at UCLA in baseball, basketball, football, and track and field. And one of the facts that struck me was that while he was starring on Saturdays on the gridiron at UCLA, he'd wake up Sunday morning, Jackie Robinson, all battered and bruised and not wanting to get out of bed. But he would, because he had to teach Sunday school at the church that same Reverend Carl Downs was the pastor, and he had made a promise that he was going to teach Sunday school. How many college athletes get out of bed on Sunday morning after starring, whether it be Ohio State or Minnesota or Florida State, and are running to Sunday school on Sunday to make sure that they're giving back and focusing on the next generation and focusing on their faith? So that's why we call it 42 Faith. I've got a lot of new information in there.
Well, people don't get up early in the morning and do this unless they realize some benefit. And Jackie had to know deep down, as you say, though he wasn't necessarily overt, didn't carry his Christianity on his sleeve, he was a man of principle by experience because he had walked in the darkness. He had paid the price and saw a definite difference in his life when he was doing the right thing, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I find it quite amazing that, you know, as I tried to find living links to Jackie since he died so long ago in 1972, you know, I found a lot of rich new information in the story I learned about Branch Rickey that I told you. I learned new information in Jackie Robinson's papers, which his family donated to the Library of Congress. But, you know, his wife is still alive, and Rachel Robinson remembers in that rookie year of 47, every night he'd come home from Ebbets Field, go to their apartment, and get down on his hands and knees and pray to God before bed. That is an image that stuck with me.
Don't you love journalism, Ed, that you're able to find out stories like this and talk to people, and you talk about this in the book, You know, and I got to tell you, I was envious. I wish I was right there with you, you know, pouring a cup of coffee just to listen in, be alongside you.
Yeah,
but
well, Carl Erskine and I went at IHOP in Anderson, Indiana. That's one of the
exactly. More from Ed Henry after this. Stay with us, America.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Happy New Year, America. Thanks for joining us as we remember some of the best interviews, experts, and guests that we had on Bill Martinez Live this past year.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live. Live.
It's Way You Like Me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, this weekend, April the 15th to be exact, Jackie Robinson Day across this country. as baseball parks, the culture will celebrate the 70th anniversary of Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier in baseball. And we're fortunate to have Ed Henry with us, who serves as Fox News Channel's chief national correspondent, author of this new book, 42 Faith. We've got some new stories about Jackie Robinson, new revelations. And this is what you love about having a true journalist who gets into the facts like this, because he reveals some really great nuggets. Ed, I wanted you to share with our audience a meeting that, you know, with due respect, you had. It was a by-invitation meeting, a cocktail party with President Barack Obama. And he had something to say about Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, he did. And I was in the middle of my research for this project. And the president, you know, I said, hey, have you ever had a chance to meet with Rachel Robinson, Jackie's widow? Mm-hmm. And he at the time, this was in 2011, as I was sort of embarking on all of this, he said, you know, unfortunately, I've only met her a couple of times very briefly. I haven't gotten to really, you know, spend the proper time to talk about Jackie's legacy. But I said, well, I'm going to actually go meet with her to do an interview in New York. And we were at the White House together. And the president said, well, I want you to give her a message for me. And I sort of stopped for a second because, you know, it's not often that the president, whether it's President Trump or President Obama, you know, sends a message to a journalist. I mean, they obviously, as president, can pick up the phone or, you know, deal with whoever they want directly. I think obviously he was busy. He was in the middle of a lot of things. And he just said, look, if you're going to meet with her, I want you to send this message to her. I said, okay, what's that? And he said, I believe there is a straight line from what Jackie did in 1947, which you just mentioned, to me being here at the White House today. And I sort of stopped. I mean, the power of that one statement really opened my eyes. And, you know, look, whether you support or oppose, you know, a lot of what President Obama was doing while he was in office, whether you support or oppose President Trump, I think we should all be celebrating you know, the legacy of Jackie Robinson, with Branch Rickey, of course, as well. But Jackie was the one who really sustained the abuse and the slings and arrows that you mentioned before. That, you know, we have had so much more diversity and so much coming together over the years. We certainly don't have a perfect country. But I would think that if Jackie Robinson were alive today on the 70th anniversary this weekend, he would see that there's been a lot of progress in this country. We still have a long way to go. As I've said in an earlier segment, we're all imperfect. Right. And it's not like we have complete racial harmony. We have plenty of bumps along the road. But I think that Jackie Robinson and Branch Rickey, both being men of faith, saw that while imperfect, this country has been coming together. And I think, you know, Jackie himself and some of his very personal writings that I get into in the book that haven't really been shared before, that I got at the Library of Congress in his personal papers. You know, at one point, Jackie writes, there are probably better Christians, but I just did the best I knew how. And I didn't want to let down my mother, who I mentioned earlier, you know, instilled faith in him at an early age, along with that Christian minister, the Reverend Carl Downs. And I didn't want to let down Mr. Rickey, he said in his writings. And I think, you know, you mentioned this before. There was a bond that was formed between Jackie Robinson and Branch Rickey, a partnership, really. And neither one of them could have, you know, broken this color barrier without the other.
Well, both of them for a time such as this. I mean, really, when you look at the trajectory of their lives, it was, I mean, starting, like you say, when Jackie Robinson in Pasadena getting in trouble, went through, experienced what he had to experience. He meets up with a godly man who's trying to reconcile the environment. I mean, he's in the marketing business. He's dealing with fans. I mean, the contention that people had towards race, and you've got somebody breaking the barrier. And I know that you, you had to deal with, how open and vulnerable did you want to be as a journalist in relating what America was at that point, and
sure,
freely throwing out the disparaging words? I mean, they were absolutely evil and destructive, you know, and you had to be honest with yourself so you could be honest with the readers to say this was America and this is what Jackie Robinson went through.
You're right. I mean, in my first draft, which was due last August, as I was coming to a close on it, I initially, you know, would just use quote-unquote N-word, you know, when someone had used the actual word back in 1945 or 1947 when I was quoting someone. And it was my wife and a friend of mine who had looked at that first draft and said, well, why are you doing that? And I said, well, you know, this is an offensive term, and that's sort of the norm of today. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't written a book before, and they were very direct in saying, well, wait, you're writing a historical work here, and this was what was said. And they didn't say, quote-unquote, N-word. They said the word. They said worse. You know, in a way, I spoke to an African-American journalist colleague recently about, you know, whether I made the right decision to then change the draft and use the actual words that are very hurtful now, and were hurtful then, of course, as well. But you know, it's looked through a different lens now, I guess is my point. Mm-hmm. You know, and this African-American journalist colleague said, if you had not used the actual words, you would have been PC, ironically. Yeah. You'd be the PC one who was sanitizing the news, sanitizing history. And when we see the full measure and impact of what Jackie Robinson faced, only then can we realize how important his faith was and overcoming it, number one. And number two, only then can we fully appreciate just how awesome his legacy is and was, because if you sanitize what he faced, then it's like, well, it wasn't that big of a deal. No, this was a big deal.
No, it was visceral. I mean, it was so mean-spirited. And what Jackie Robinson did in opening the door of baseball to other black Americans and truly becoming an international sport these days. Ed, I know that you, it's obvious in writing the book that you love the game. You know, we didn't talk much about your upbringing, but you're a fan of baseball, as I am.
Absolutely. I grew up a Yankees fan. I hope that's not offensive to too many people in your audience, because I want them to buy 42 faith. But, yeah, yes. I'm a lover of the game. I mean, look, for a Yankees fan to write a book about a Dodger,
yes,
I think shows that I'm trying to come together here as well. But obviously, in all seriousness, yeah, I grew up, you know, like many Americans. My dad instilled it to me at an early age, passed on, father to son. He's still around. He gets to go to get some games with me and my son now, who I've instilled this love of baseball in. But, you know, there's a lot of other sports now, obviously. Baseball, I write about a time in the 40s and the 50s, particularly in New York, where baseball was all they had. I mean, you had three teams, the Yankees, the Giants, and the Dodgers, all the rivalries. Fans and players themselves would take subways to the games, you know, because, you know, they could, you know, it was a much different time in terms of the closeness and the proximity. I mean, I interviewed Vin Scully, the great broadcaster, and he talked about the beauty of Ebbets Field being that it was such a bandbox of a ballpark compared to some of the ones we see today, that the way Scully puts it is only he can, the fans could smell the breath of the players, you know, that's how close they were. I think maybe he was exaggerating a little, but the point is well taken that this was a pretty awesome ballpark and a pretty awesome time in America. My son now is also very interested in the NBA, and he's on the varsity tennis team at school. So baseball is no longer the dominant or the only sport, but I think whichever sport you're interested in, part of my book, I think, is trying to show people how powerful sports can be in terms of bringing people together in this country. And I think that's another part of the legacy of Branch Rickey and Jackie Robinson, because, you know, I talk about in the book that Bill Russell, the great basketball player, was a pallbearer at Jackie's funeral in 1972. He knew full well that he never would have won all those championships with the Celtics without somebody like Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, of course, speaking of the Dodgers, for the first time ever, and I grew up going to Dodger Stadium, Ed, they're going to dedicate their first stadium statue, Jackie Robinson, on the 70th anniversary this weekend there at Dodger Stadium. What a sight. I mean, of all the...
I'm going to be out in Los Angeles, and I can't wait to see it. You're right. It's pretty remarkable. I understand they're going to add more down the road. I'm sure you'll see Koufax and others. But
yes,
it's how appropriate that Jackie comes first.
And he opens the door once again to all players of all colors there at Dodger Stadium as well. That says a lot about the legacy of one Jackie Robinson. And again, I highly recommend Ed's book, 42 Faith, available at all the usual places. And it'll be linked on our website as well, Ed.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan?
Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bill Martinez here, and not so live right now because we're remembering the best interviews of 2017.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
You know, it's all about attitude, huh? As they say, attitude affects altitude. And if you want to fly with the Eagles, you know, we got to get our thinking right. You know, the stinking thinking that Zig Ziglar talk to us about. You got to let that stuff kind of go. A little postscript to our previous discussion with Dr. Matthew Hahn. Really appreciate him coming on. And I got to tell you, you know, what he's saying just rings so much in my own heart and spirit about how the government is miring, you know, kind of just his a murky depth of waters regarding the delivery of health care and trying to get the credit, you know, Democrats and the previous president, and we've had others before, including Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, trying to come up with some sort of national health care program. This has been the case. I mean, this isn't new. But when you look at, even if you look at Medicare, which was instituted by the government, you know, how effective is it really? You know, we've got this entitlement program that's just kind of been growing and, you know, it's kind of run, some would say, out of control. But what are we doing really to deliver quality, world-class health care when you sit there and you've got doctors and other medical professionals saying, we can do a lot better than this? But we're looking to the wrong people. We're looking at people who they're not even in the business of health care. We got politicians making these decisions. So what's wrong with this picture? Anyway, I remind you of his book, Distracted, How Regulations Are Destroying the Practice of Medicine and Preventing True Health Care Reform. Recommend that you get your hands on it, advance your education and understanding. I've been looking forward to our next conversation with our next guest, not only because he's a former Marine like yours truly, and he's had an incredible background, but like all of us who have experienced life, I would say most of us who have experienced life, and have had that that moment of reckoning where we come to that crossroads of life to say, okay, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? What is missing? In this particular case, Chad Robichaud, former Force Recon Marine, a pro MMA champion. He's the founder of Mighty Oaks Foundation. But he came to that point. I say kind of like that blind man in the New Testament, the story, one of my favorite testimonies. And this is how simple and powerful a testimony can be. Sometimes people say, well, how do I talk? You know, how do I give my testimony? Well, your testimony is personal. And it's always at that moment where, like the blind man, what a powerful testimony. I think one of my favorite and most powerful in the New Testament. He just says simply, I was blind, now I see. And Chad, for you, you were blind, going through life and thinking, hey, it's all good. You're doing it your way. But you had to come to that moment. You didn't know you were blind, but you had to come to that moment to realize that you were blind, right?
That's right. You know, it's, my life was, really just focused and driven, particularly the time in my life where, you know, I was deploying to Afghanistan and thought I was doing the most important job in the world and on top of the world. And then, it snuck up on me and came crashing down and it was the results of a life, outside of God's will.
Yeah, exactly.
It took me being hitting rock bottom to realize that. And realize that, as you said, my way wasn't working.
Right.
We have a saying that we say at Mighty Oaks, if what you're doing isn't working, then why not try something different?
Right.
For me, I had to do something different.
Well, and I hear others, and I've said it myself, being out of God's will, and I wonder about that because, maybe it wasn't necessarily God's, first ideal for you. But what was missing in the component was where is God's glory? Because you were doing great things. I mean, you're fighting for this country. 8 deployments to Afghanistan and the war on terror, providing for your family. I don't necessarily consider that as being outside of God's will. It's who was getting the glory. Was Chad getting the glory? Was God getting the glory?
That's right. I definitely have no regrets of the career and the service I've done. And when I say I was outside of God's will, it certainly wasn't my profession.
Right.
It was my life, where my heart was and the path I was pursuing for self-glory and self-accolades as opposed to, doing things for truly the service of others. You know, we, a lot of military guys, we have a heart and passion, a patriotism to serve our nation. But we also have this bravado that drives us to do things, for ourselves and have personal achievement. So I think for me, not understanding, who I was, created to be and what purpose God had for me, was where I was outside of God's will in my life.
Right.
And ultimately that absence of God in my life led me to a really dark place.
Yeah. But here you are after the fact, thank God, redeemed. and you look back over those times and God even redeems that for you. And you realize, gosh, you did serve. And even though you may not have gone in with the understanding, that you were, serving in that sense in a godly sort of way, we still did that. And that's what I look back in times in my life, Chad, to say, well, I didn't necessarily have my head on straight, but post facto, I'm thankful to God that he opened my eyes to say, I'm thankful for what I went through. I wish it had been a little bit different. But there's no reason to say after the fact that, hey, because of God, I'm here and I give him the glory, that I am here and that I'm better. The sum total of all these experiences, the parable of the son who was ornery and left his dad. In fact, basically just said, Dad, I hope you're all but dead. Even that experience of him hitting rock bottom, God turned around and redeemed that period of life to where the prodigal is now a significantly changed man for the experience.
Yeah, and I think of Romans 8:28. That God will take all things for the good for those
yes.
who we're in Christ Jesus. And, you know, my past, I'm very proud of my history as a Marine and in my time in Afghanistan, even my athletic, you know, life. I'm proud of those things. But while at times they were self-serving, I look at now how it's all come together. And it's created a platform that God has allowed me to use to reach others. And you know, I can't deny that those experiences really created this opportunity for me to do the work that I'm doing now and the service that we're doing now through our foundation.
Exactly. Well, as the founder
for that.
Yeah, as the founder of Mighty Oaks Foundation, the lives you're touching, you know, military people who are coming back and you're head to head. And as I was sharing with you earlier, you know, we're very committed with one of our partners, Dan Perkins, and Songs and Stories for Soldiers, that, you know, we're targeting, you know, those soldiers who are coming back dealing with PTSD. And you've been dedicated to this as well. And to have the opportunity to speak in lives and to be able to do it at this level. Chad, you wouldn't have been able to do it if you weren't, you know, at that level, at that peer level, if you hadn't experienced what you experienced in Afghanistan or even as a MMA champion.
That's right. You know, it's simply put, my story was just like these guys' story. I came home. I struggled. I fell on my face, and at that lowest point when I faced divorce from my family, mm-hmm. I struggled with taking my life just like these other 20 a day, every day that take their life. You know, I had been challenged by my wife, and my wife just asked me this question in that darkest moment. She asked me, you know, how it could be as successful as I had been in the military and in MMA. And when it came to my family, that I would quit. Wow. And, something about that moment and that question just radically impacted me. And I knew I had to do things different, but I didn't know how. Mm-hmm. And, I met this man named Steve Tills who stepped into my life and mentored me. And he asked me that question, right? If what you're doing isn't working, why not try something different? Why not give Jesus a chance?
Exactly.
And I did. Wow. And, that year of mentorship he gave me, led me to find what I believe is the solution to PTSD and, life's hardships, and that's your relationship with Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
And starting Mighty Oaks has been nothing more than paying that forward to the next guy. I take what people did for me, and I'm sharing that with others.
Well, Chad, our conversation continues here, ladies and gentlemen, with Chad Robichaux, and we're going to be talking more about his new book, Unfair Advantage. Chad is a former Force Recon Marine, pro MMA champion, founder of Mighty Oaks Foundation. Stay with us. We got more from Chad after.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow. Perhaps where you live, rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
2017 was a great year for our country and for Bill Martinez Live, and you're listening to some of our best shows from this past year.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Chad Robichaud continues. Former Forest Recon Marine Pro MMA champion, founder of Mighty Oaks Foundation. Chad, you were talking a moment ago about suicide. We know the numbers, 2023, vets are committing suicide on a daily basis. PTSD, a big part of it. You experienced it, eight tours of duty in Afghanistan. This is something that less than 1% of American citizens will ever experience in a combat situation. And you were right there in the throes of it all, and only understandable even for those of us that have not been there. And when you consider that 99% of America would never experience, and thank God, because of people like you that serve our country, you keep the rest of us from having to go to war and experience what you did. And you had to deal with PTSD, and you're sitting there in the closet, as you wrote about in your previous book, that I am second. Talking about being down, for 2 weeks, thinking about you had a gun in your hand and you're lying there in the closet, sitting there in the closet, and you could have made a bad choice in 1 second. I say a bad choice, a choice that would have taken you away from your family and your wife and what God intended for you as the founder of Mighty Oaks Foundation. Within that 2 week period when you were at your all time low, for 1 second, it could have all been gone.
Yeah. At this point in my life, I didn't want to take my life because, I wanted to escape my pain. I had just had this realization, kind of this epiphany that all the pain I was causing my wife and my children. And so I felt like maybe it was almost the honorable thing to do would be to, relieve them of that pain. And I hear that story so many times from guys who have either made an attempt or have contemplated very seriously taking their life. And sadly I hear it from spouses and mothers of veterans that have taken their life, that somehow they thought they were going to make their family's, situation better by leaving this world. But that's what I believe. I believe my family would be sad, but I believe they would be better off. And so I had made this decision that I was going to, relieve my family of this pain that I was dragging them through. And I'd heard somewhere before, though, that one in three children from a parent that commit suicide would do it as well. And that thought, for some reason, kept playing in my head, and it stifled my courage to do it. And that was the time when my wife came to my apartment, because we were separated. We had sold our home. We were two separate apartments. Mm-hmm. And just really challenging me to get back up and get back in the fight, asking me that question, you know, how I could be successful in other things in my life. And when it came to my family, that I would quit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she was right. I quit on all the most important things in my life, being a husband, being a father, being that young 17-year-old kid that raised his hand and said he wants to do something important with his life, quit on my own health. It was, for me, it was time to get back in the fight. Yeah. And, you know, I'm thankful that God brought someone alongside of me to teach me how to fight, not fight exactly. The cage, not fight in Afghanistan, but how to fight to be the man that I was created to be and do the mm-hmm. things that God had in store for me to do.
You know, fight the good fight. That's for sure. Unfair Advantage, your new book. Tell us about that.
You know, I do a lot of speaking at churches and civic events and things like that, and so I always get the question from a family member of a veteran or someone struggling, maybe not even a veteran, someone struggling with life's issues. They say, I wish my brother or my son would have heard you talk today, but they would never come to a church, they would never come to an event like this. And so inevitably I say, well, let me tell you about Mighty Oaks programs. Our program's free to veterans. We pay for all the airfare, tell them all about it, and give them the pitch to send their loved one there. And they say, well, they would never go to a program like that. Do you have a tool that you could give them? And so I couldn't answer that question all the time. So I really was burdened in my heart to build a tool mm-hmm. that a family member could give someone and that would lead them to making a decision to get help. And yeah. so when I wrote An Unfair Advantage, that was my intent, to build this tool. And so I did it in a way that I just shared my stories, stories from Afghanistan, stories from life, and a few stories from MMA and trials that I faced through life, the hardships that I faced and struggles and challenges that I faced. And then I paralleled each story, each chapter, with a biblical story that has encouraged and inspired me. Mm-hmm. And most of them are Old Testament, a few New Testament stories. Most of them are like warrior stories. So I'm mm-hmm. sharing a story about a time in Afghanistan with a problem that I faced and a life problem that may be parallel to it. And then I pull a lesson out from an Old Testament warrior story, like from David or Jonathan. And through that, the title, An Unfair Advantage, I kind of reveal an unfair advantage that we have when we align our lives with the lives that God has intended us to live. And it's got, you know, it's got tons of really rich stories and of Afghanistan, of combat, of mm-hmm. biblical times, and of life. And it's been really heavily endorsed. Very blessed by that. Sergeant Major Kent, Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps, 60 Sergeant Major in Marine Corps, has endorsed it. Alan West endorsed it. General Boykin, General Boykin's like one of my heroes, you know, founder of the force. And mm-hmm. he wrote the foreword, amazing foreword in it, mm-hmm. and has really gotten behind it. So I'm excited. And,
well, that had to have been a thrill for you. I mean, to have, you know, General Boykin do the foreword of your book. I mean, well, what a huge win and victory.
Yeah, for the last, like, you know, we became friends several years back, mm-hmm. and he's just been such a supporter of Mighty Oaks. Last year, he stepped onto our advisory board for Mighty Oaks, and just really has been a really good, strong blessing to me and our efforts at Mighty Oaks. And so when I wrote this book, I reached out to him for some counsel on writing it, and asked him if he would write the foreword and. You know, I couldn't be happier with what he did, with the work he provided. Another guy who's been heavily involved in the book is David Barton.
Yes.
And David Barton not only endorsed it, but he helped me with the copy editing of it. And if you've read David's stuff,
yes,
you know, he's amazing. And so we just had a great team to put this together. And I believe it's not a book it's very easy to read because of storytelling, mm-hmm. but it's not just a book that's meant to inspire people, and it's meant to challenge people. And then at the end, it has some tangible steps to move forward. It ends with, what are you going to do now, right? Mm. Did this book challenge you? Sure, I hope it did. Did right. it light a fire into you to do something different in your life? Well, that's my prayer for everyone that reads it. But what are you going to do now? Mm. And that question some kind of lingers at the end of motivation of books, but we give some real practical steps of how to move forward with that challenge, how to take those steps forward. So mm. we wrote it very intentionally to challenge people but also to lead them forward and give them a pathway to do that.
Well,
and we're releasing it. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, but for you, I mean, this is empirical. I mean, this is what you've gone through. I always tell people, if you want to be successful, do what successful people have done. You know, and in this particular case, you know, you're addressing a, you know, the aspect of your life where everybody gets to it. It's kind of like the old Peggy Lee song, which is, you know, before you were born. But it, you know, it sang the song, you know, the lyric of the song was, "Is that all there is?" You know, and sometimes we get to that point where we're finally spent and we think, okay, we've done everything, but is this what it's all about? And then we realize there's so much more when you appreciate the spiritual aspect of your humanity.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, unfair advantage. Now, the title of the new book, which is available in all the usual places, right?
Yeah, so it'll be released on the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm. Good time to release it. Yeah, great. Yeah.
And it'll be available on our websites, on Amazon, and we're trying to do a big push to get it out that day.
Good.
And we'll be
linking it on our website too as well at BillMartinezLive.com. Now the Mighty Oaks Warrior Programs, you know, how did you know? Of course, this came out of your walk and your journey, and so tell us more about Mighty Oaks.
Well, like I was saying, you know, when I made the decision in my life to get things back on track, I didn't know how I was going to do that. I just knew I needed to, and I needed someone to hold me accountable to that. And my wife had been going to this church and just praying for me. She thought our marriage was over, but she said she was so angry she didn't know how to pray for me. She would just ask God, you know, God, let me see Chad the way you see Chad. Let me love him the way you love him. Let me forgive him the way you forgave him. That's what she would pray for me while we were apart. And so I knew she was at the right place. And I asked her, is there someone at this church that could help hold me accountable to this decision I made? And she introduced me to a man named Steve Toth. And Steve introduced me to an authentic relationship with Christ. And he mentored me for 1 year in biblical manhood.
Yes.
And at the end of that year, you know, I truly felt like I had found the solution to this thing. And, you know, did I still get anxiety? Did I still get angry? Of course I did, but I responded to it differently.
Yes.
And I felt like, I literally felt like I was dying of cancer and this guy gave me the cure.
Mm.
I had to share it.
Yeah.
And, so when we started Mighty Oaks, we didn't start it to start a big nonprofit foundation that it is now.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to pay forward what he did for me.
Exactly.
And so we built a curriculum off of the mentorship that he gave me. And that was in 2011. Now, to this day, we've had 1,400 graduates. We run 30 week-long programs per year. Of those 1,400 graduates, by the way, we've had zero suicides.
Wow.
And so we've had a tremendous success rate. About half of our participants come active duty, military orders from the military, and other half of the veteran community. And if any veterans listening right now, there's no cost. We pay for everything. We scholarship everyone to come. We have everyone to 1,400 that's come. No one's paid. We
wow.
pay for airfare. The guys can't get themselves there.
That's great.
So
well, we got to leave it right there. So for more information, go to MightyOaksPrograms.org. Chad Robichaux has been our guest. Chad, thank you so much.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.